This is in the next phase of the process with Parliament. But for today, we need to agree a common position that allows us to move on to the next stage of co-decision. In Corepar recently, a clear majority of delegations, including the Commission, stated their support for the presidency package. It is important that we stay united and achieve a solution today. Despite the recent intense lobbying, we need to maintain a steady course in the interests of European competitiveness and the promotion of innovation. I'll offer the floor to Commissioner Bolkenstein, please.
Thank you very much, President. May I begin by saying that clarity and legal certainty on the issue of patents for computer-implemented inventions is important for a large and growing sector of industry. Around 15% of new patent applications relate to that field. The Commission is encouraged by the general support from Council for this proposal. The Commission has also shown flexibility in order to allow adoption of a common position, and it is pleased that other delegations have also made efforts to agree on the presidency text. I can, in addition, President, I can assure delegations that the text on the table preserves the principle of interoperability. The existing copyright directive makes an important exception to allow for interoperability between computer systems. That is expressly confirmed in this directive in its Article 6. Furthermore, recital number 17 of the preamble explicitly states that competition law can be used to ensure operators give access to information needed to ensure interoperability. The Commission has not been afraid to put this principle into practice, as shown by its recent decision on Microsoft. President, that is what I'd like to say by way of introduction. There may be remarks or questions appertaining to particular details, in which I hope that you will give me the floor again so that I can reply to those detailed comments. Thank you, President.
Thank you, Commissioner. I now open the discussion to the floor, and I'll begin with Belgium, please.
Thank you, Madam President. Madame le Président, chers collègues.
Ladies and gentlemen, Madam Chair, I would like to start by congratulating you, Madam Chairman, for all the efforts you put into this over the last 5 months with a view to trying to make progress on both this directive and more generally in the field of intellectual property. Like most of the other delegations in Council, Belgium wants to make sure that we have fair protection for investments which are put into innovations in all sectors, particularly when we're talking about inventions in the computer sector. We're also concerned about the impact of patentability of computer-implemented inventions on research, competitiveness, and particularly research and competitiveness for SMEs. We're concerned about consumer rights, technological innovation, and interoperability of computer systems. Now, there are certain points on which the presidency's compromise, however, does not seem to us to reconcile or to cater for the concerns that we have in mind and that I've referred to. That means we still have some difficulties in the Belgian delegation, particularly to do with the exclusion of computer programs as such from the right to protection via patentability, the definition of the so-called technical contributions, and the risks of barriers to the interoperability of computer systems. In terms of exclusion of computer programs from the protection afforded by patentability. We think that the provisions which talk about computer programs as such, particularly a computer program in source code, in object source, or in any other source, not being patentable, I think that is something that we need to deal with in a separate article. So far, that is a provision that has been included in a recital of the directive. Moving on to the definition of a technical contribution. The Belgian delegation is in favour of a slightly amended version of amendments 69 and 107 of the European Parliament. The objective is to avoid data processing programs being patentable as such in the context of the directive. And finally, on the question of interoperability of computer systems, we in the Belgian delegation believe that referring to Article 82 of the founding treaty is not going to be a sufficient measure in itself. We think it would be a better idea to say that under certain strict conditions, some steps taken to ensure interoperability of community computer systems cannot be deemed to be an infringement of that patent. And that is why, notwithstanding the efforts that have been made to try and strike a compromise that all members of the Council would be able to subscribe to, we in the Belgian delegation will vote against it. We hope that at some later juncture, the concerns we have voiced will be given greater credence. Madam Chairman, I'll submit this to the Council Secretariat in the form of a declaration to be added to the minutes of our meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Belgium. Poland, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairman. I would like to relate shortly to proposal of the European Parliament Directive on patentability of computer implemented inventions. Of course, we differentiate between that it does not relate to software patents, but still we have a serious problem with understanding the consequences, in particular resulting from the definition itself. When we look at Article 2 and the definition, in particular in Item B, it is not quite clear for us what are the full consequences once that will have an impact on the users, including small companies, small business, and those to whom these possibilities would relate to, but also when we discussed the user organizations and those who are involved in various inventions, computer-related inventions, we find it very difficult to explain to these people the consequences of adoption of this regulation. This morning we discussed the rule of better regulations and some legal certainty, clarity and transparency for users. I must say that when I faced entrepreneurs and internet users, I had big difficulties with explaining to them what will be the full consequences of the regulation. And this is associated with definition, with the unclarity of it. And even though we see a need to introduce a regulation in this respect, it seems to us that it would be difficult for us to support this initiative in a shape as it is now. Therefore, I do not want to stop the process, but in this document, we shall abstain from vote.
Spain, please.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would like to sincerely thank you for the work that you have done on this directive. under both yours and other presidencies. This is a directive that has been much discussed. It is very complex, and it has to be based on key principles such as legal certainty for innovative companies and an enlarged scope for patentability. Now, the Spanish delegation has looked very closely at the general balance of the text that has been submitted to the Council today for approval. We don't think we have the sufficient clarity vis-a-vis the advantages to be derived from the patentability or limited patentability of computer-implemented inventions rather than using copyright to protect the products. Nor do we think that we have the sufficient guarantees on concepts such as patentability for technical contributions. So, Madam Chairman, this is a draft directive which needs to rally as many people behind it as possible, because it's going to have a broad impact on many companies across the whole of Europe and on information technology users generally. And that is why we think we have to make sure that the Council's, that the text submitted to Council today is a good one. We don't think that this one fully reflects the outcome of debates in the European Parliament and the amendments that they have mooted. And as a result of that, Madam Chair, I must say that the Spanish delegation will find itself obliged to vote against this directive.
Sweden, please.
Thank you, Frau Freunde.
Thank you, Madam. Sweden can support the presidency proposal for political agreement. The directive is important because it creates clear rules for when patents on computer-related inventions can be granted, as well as indicating very clearly that the EU should not proceed in the opposite direction to American legislation. Sweden feels that this is a well-balanced proposal which will continue to ensure that business can protect its innovations in this area, as well as ensuring that patent protection is not unreasonably comprehensive in relation to third parties. Sweden cannot accept any amendments to the proposal which would mean that companies had not full protection for their computer-related inventions. Such a system would harm innovation and development in important technical areas, for example, in telecoms, and hence it would be negative for economic growth in the European Union. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Denmark, please.
Tak, fru formand.
Thank you, President. I'd very much like to thank the Irish Presidency for making such an effort to reach a consensus on this difficult matter. Now, Denmark would have liked rather more accommodation of the European Parliament's wishes, but we are prepared to seek a solution now in the Council. So we would just like to highlight the fact that we still have two specific problems with the proposal currently on the table. First of all, we feel that technical contribution in Article 2 needs to be further defined, and that is the same as the German point. Secondly, we would like more specific rules on the question of interoperability. On that latter point, we did submit a specific proposed amendment on Articles 6 and 8. And those are in the Presidency document for today's meeting, 9277. Now, it seems to us that the Danish proposal on access to interoperability under reasonable and non-discriminatory conditions would send a very clear and strong signal to companies which are taking a dominant position. It's a signal that access to interoperability is one of the main elements in this whole infrastructure, and this is a guarantee of reasonable and non-discriminatory conditions. There's also the German proposal on the term technical contribution, and we would like to see that as part and parcel of a compromise proposal. So on that basis, we hope that we can reach a solution today, and we hope that you will be able to take our proposals on board in that context. Thank you.
Austria, please.
Ja, danke, Frau Vorsitzende.
Thank you, madam. Well, we also still have some difficulties with this compromise proposal, with the definition of the technical contribution. We feel that the definition is not yet sufficiently clear. Then again, there's the problem of interoperability. Interoperability with other programs, that hasn't yet been taken sufficiently into account. For that reason, we shall abstain.
Any other delegations offering? Germany, please.
Thank you, madam. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your efforts. I think there's no doubt that this directive will represent a decisive step forward towards a harmonized legal situation for this very important area of computer-implemented inventions. Now, in principle, that is desirable in the light of the differing legal practices we have today in the European Union. And we welcome the idea of a uniform approach being adopted. Now, there's absolutely no doubt that the presidency has produced a clear improvement to the draft. The gap has now been narrowed between ourselves and the European Parliament, thus making the proposal rather more acceptable to the sceptics. However, Germany would very much have liked to see further changes in the draft directive. In particular, there's the threshold for patentability. We feel we might need a much clearer description of that, which would mean that it could actually be increased. And unless we do that, we feel that we would have an increase in trivial patents, which cannot surely be what we want. I think it's important to have a definition of technical terms. Denmark, Austria have mentioned this point already. That's an important improvement. And the requirement for innovations, the innovative nature of this technical contribution, that's an important point as well. Then there's the importance of the principle of interoperability as a requirement. We're sorry that we haven't been able to get these ideas through, and if it turns out to be the case that they cannot be accepted, then we will abstain in a vote. Thank you.
Denmark, please. Sorry, Denmark spoke. Excuse me. Czech Republic.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. I'll be very brief in my presentation. In principle, I would like to support the presidency's proposal. We are well aware that these issues are very important, especially for the development of information society in our respective countries, and we are grateful for all the efforts that you've made in arriving at a compromise solutions, approximating different points of views and getting them coordinated and concerted. In the Czech Republic, this is subject to lively public debate, and of course we not only have our own positions as representatives of the government and the civil service, but we also have expert opinions from both legal and IT experts. Nevertheless, we believe that the final position that we have is that we can endorse the presidency's proposal. Thank you.
Latvia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Děkuji mnohokrát.
Latvia supports this draft proposal, however, at the same time, we would find it difficult to vote for it unless several quite important issues are not considered. Number one, the issue regarding inclusion of certain conditions which are explained in point 7a in the recital of preamble, namely governing the cases where a source code is not patentable invention. Secondly, we would support those member states which believe it to be useful to delete recital 13 from preamble regarding the definition of technical contribution, definition in Article 2 point or paragraph B, we believe that the current definition is sufficient and we don't think it should be supplemented with new legal doctrines. We could support Denmark's proposal to elaborate conditions concerning interoperability. And finally, we believe that it would not be useful to add new obligation to member states to develop fast mechanism for granting licenses as it was proposed by some member states. Thank you.
Thank you very much. UK, please.
Thank you. The UK can support the draft proposed by the Presidency, not least because we've been concerned at the apparent divergence of practice in this field, given the importance of information and communication industries to the economy. This directive will give greater legal certainty, and we're in favour of clarifying law in this area, although not changing it to extend or restrict patentability. The directive does appear to meet the needs of innovators and users of software and computer implemented inventions. It's obviously important that we keep this area as straightforward as possible. I was reassured to hear the comments of Commissioner Bolkestein making clear that companies who did abuse their position could be dealt with using competition law. But I think we need to be clear here that we need incentives for innovation, and that this directive is about creating incentives to research, and that manufacturers, not just computer programmers, need this directive, given that it deals with inventions using software. And on those bases, and particularly given, I think, the need for certainty and to avoid a legislative vacuum in this particular case, we could support the draft proposed by the Presidency.
Thank you very much, UK. France, please.
Well, Madam President, the legal framework that we currently have for patentability of computer-implemented inventions is altogether too uncertainty. It's true that there's an ever-wider gap between the applicable texts, which say that computer programs as such cannot be patented, and practice, on the other hand, observed by the competent officers who, in the face of technological development, have actually issued more and more patents for computer-implemented inventions. Now, that's a situation which works to the detriment of innovation in the field of software in Europe. The objective of the French authorities has always been that we would have clear rules laid down in a directive for practice in this area, and the text before the Council would put an end to uncertainty. It would provide us with legal certainty, which you absolutely have to have if the information technology developers we need in an information society in Europe. It takes account of the major concerns voiced by European Parliament in accordance with the wishes of the French government, as expressed in the Council in November 2002. It makes sure that we do not enter into contradiction with the TRIPS agreement. Given all that, we can accept your compromise, Madam Chair, in the light of the balance that it strikes. But that is subject to the outcome of today's debate, because it does seem to be the case that there are a number of points which lead to different interpretations. The French authorities, once this text is adopted by Council, we'll look very closely at what the Parliament decides to do with it. We do want to make sure that we end up with an unambivalent and clear text, just as Parliament does. The French authority will be careful to make sure that their new legal framework will have a positive impact on all the computer industry as a whole, and particularly for small and medium-sized enterprises, and on the free software community. If necessary, we will be very vigilant vis-à-vis the proper application of the impact clauses in the directive and the consequences that must be drawn in terms of development of applicable rules. But what we can say is that we pay tribute to the work that has been achieved by the Presidency. We can only encourage you to continue in your efforts. One little note from the interpreter too, Madam Chairman. Could you please remove your earphone before turning the microphone on? Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Netherlands, please.
President. We support the proposal for a directive. The innovative climate is very important in Europe, and it's important to be able to protect people against imitations. So the harmonization of legislation is therefore very important here. Now, the proposed directive classifies legal practice and latches onto worldwide conventions on intellectual property. So we feel that the patents must be available for all areas of technology. Now, I'm sure all of us, President, have received many faxes from small software companies encouraging us to vote against. However, my view is that the directive does actually take account of the position of small software producers and the open source process through monitoring and the evaluation process included in the directive should be enough to offset any potentially deleterious side effects of the regulation, of the directive, so that the necessary measures can be taken. So I've tried to weigh up the pros and cons of this. I know that there is a potential for a problem, but at the end of the day, we have decided that we are in favour of the directive. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Netherlands. Italy, please.
Grazie, signor Presidente.
Thank you, President. Well, we very much appreciate the work that has been done. We would also like to come up with a directive as soon as possible which will instill order in this area and give us a greater degree of legal certainty. However, we have noted that some changes are absolutely crucial. And unfortunately, without those changes being made, to our great regret, we cannot give our agreement. The first change that we would ask for would be something on recital 7A. It would be amongst the articles, after article 4, for example. It's a question of clarifying the matter of choice here, the whole question of where a computer-implemented invention cannot involve a patent. We need a certain area of creativity, and we wouldn't want to cut that off as a result of unforeseen consequences of the Commission's proposal. Now, when the German delegation talks about the need to specify what precisely a technical contribution is in a much clearer way, we very much appreciate that. We feel that more clarity and more detail is required there so as to avoid a multiplication of applications for patents, which might be in a very limited field, but which would nonetheless get in the way of others using programs. Now, we feel that in Article 5, when it talks about the form of claims, we ought to say form of claims and publicity. We should add in a third paragraph here saying that adequate publicity and searchability should be given to a wider range of patents. So that is fundamental, it seems to us, if the whole construct is to work. Mm-hmm. Finally, in Article 8, where it says the Commission shall report to the European Parliament and the Council by a date 3 years from the date specified in Article 9.1, at the latest. Instead of that, we'd like to say the Commission shall report to the European Parliament and the Council by a date 1 year from the date specified in Article 9.1 at the latest on. We feel that that would give us that little bit more flexibility so as to enable us just to check on how or indeed whether this rule is working in an area which is constantly developing. So we would underscore the importance also of Luxembourg's proposal on the matter of interoperability. We can support that as well. However, the first points that I made up to my proposal for an amendment to Article 8 are absolutely crucial as far as we're concerned if we're to give our support to the proposal. Otherwise, regretfully, we would have to abstain.
Thank you, Italy. Luxembourg.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Merci aussi pour.
Thank you, Madame President. And thank you very much to the Presidency for the effort that it has made in this very important and very topical matter, if the number of telephone calls received in recent days from my minister is anything to go by. You will have seen in the report from the Presidency to the Council that Luxembourg suggested a new Article 6A or 6B. We maintain that proposal, and we also agree with Italy on the question of Recital 7A. Now, I would imagine that you might well have some ideas of new proposals that might be included, which would mean that we would be able to give our support to the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Luxembourg. Hungary, please.
Köszönöm szépen, elnök asszony, szeretnénk mi is.
Thank you very much, President. Well, we too would like to thank the Presidency for its compromise proposal, which tries to strike a good balance. So we agree that we should be moving in this direction, and we also agree that having a directive which will provide the business world with legal certainty, having that as soon as possible is crucial. We also agree that some questions need to be asked here, and we share some of the points of concern that have been raised by several delegations. And we would like to clarify this matter as quickly as possible, because our small businesses really do need this. So I do hope that we can agree on text which will dispel any further doubt on this matter. But for the moment, hasn't been possible to dispel these doubts. A little bit more time and work will be required, I think. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hungary. I think that completes the interventions from member states. So maybe I could invite the Commission. It seems to me that we don't have a QMV at the moment, but we're very close. So maybe there might be some changes to the text, Commissioner, that could maintain the balance that you'd be able to take on board to reassure some member states that have concerns, in particular in relation to Recital 7A, for example. Commissioner Bolkenstein.
President, thank you for giving me the floor once again. May I try and deal with three concerns? That is to say, firstly, with the definition of technical contribution. Secondly, with the matter whether a computer program as such should or could be patentable. And then thirdly, about the approved information and searchability of granted patents, about which Rocco Buttiglione spoke. Now, firstly, then, on the matter of a technical contribution, we have received an amendment in written form produced by the German delegation, and I assume that all delegations have received it. Now, that's that amendment zeroes in on the definition of technical contribution, and it suggests a phraseology of six lines, which I, for ease of reference, shall now read out. It reads as follows. And once again, this is an amendment proposed by the German delegation. It reads as follows. Technical contribution means a contribution to the state of the art in a technical field which is new and not obvious to a person skilled in the art. The technical contribution shall be assessed by consideration of the difference between the state of the art and the scope of the patent claim considered as a whole, which must comprise technical features, irrespective of whether or not these are accompanied by non-technical features. That is the amendment proposed by Germany. The Commission can accept that amendment with the sole exception, which is a technical point, that the word technical field should be rephrased and should be replaced by the words field of technology. Now, you may think this is a peanut of no importance, but the reason that the Commission is attached to that change is that the words field of technology are to be found in the TRIPS agreement, and we want a consonance, we want a correspondence as much as possible between this computer implemented inventions proposal and the TRIPS agreement. So once again, to resume, the Commission can agree to the German proposal concerning the new definition of the words technical contribution, with the sole exception that the words technical field should be field of technology, and I'm certain that the German delegation would agree to that. That is on the definition of the technical contribution. Now, on the other issue of whether a computer program as such should constitute or could constitute a patentable invention, the following. This issue, of course, goes to the heart of the difference between the Commission's proposal or the President's proposal and what the practice is in the United States. And the Commission has debated with member states quite a long time about the possibility that computer programs as such could or should be patentable, and has decided against it. And in order to make this absolutely and perfectly clear, the Commission should like to introduce two amendments in Article 4A. 4A, which is entitled Exclusions from Patentability. Now, the Commission should like to propose a new Part 1 to this Article 4A, and the new Part 1 should quite simply read: a computer program as such cannot constitute a patentable invention. I should think that is clear and should allay any kind of apprehensions that by some magical means a computer program as such could after all become patentable. Once again, let me read it out for all clarity's sake: a computer program as such cannot constitute a patentable invention. Now, secondly, there will therefore be a second paragraph to that Article 4A, a paragraph which I think may be in front of you. It starts with the words "a computer implemented invention." So those are the first few words of that second paragraph. And in the middle of that paragraph, you will see the sentence that starts with the word "accordingly." Now, in that sentence, the Commission, in reply to comments made and questions put, in the middle of that sentence, the Commission should like to propose a new amendment, or rather a new phraseology, which would read as follows. Accordingly, comma, inventions involving computer programs, and now the change will be introduced. Once again, accordingly, inventions involving computer programs, comma, whether expressed as source code, comma, object code, or any other form. And then the phrase would continue with the words "which implements business, mathematical, or other methods," and so on and so forth. So, in the second paragraph of this article, the Commission would like to introduce the words "whether expressed as source code, object code, or any other form." And I think that was, these very words were used by the Belgian delegation, and I think it would meet the concerns of certain member states. Lastly, President, with respect to the remark made by Minister Rocco Buttiglione, he mentioned improved information and also searchability of patents. It seems to the Commission that will be one of the tasks of the European Patent Office in Munich. And we think it would be difficult to introduce that thought in the text of this proposal. Lastly, President, on the matter of interoperability, may I perhaps repeat what I said earlier, namely that the Commission can assure delegations that the text on the table preserves the principle of interoperability. The existing copyright directive, about which some delegations have made reference, the existing copyright directive makes an important exception to allow for interoperability between computer systems. And that is expressly confirmed in this directive, namely in Article 6. Furthermore, Recital 17 of the preamble explicitly states that competition law can be used to ensure operators give access to information needed to ensure interoperability. And the Commission has made this perfectly clear by taking a decision on this very point in the case of Microsoft. So I think that delegations ought to be reassured as to the issue of interoperability. Thank you very much, President. I hope that these words of mine and supported in large part by remarks made and amendments proposed, that they will be sufficient to convince member states which have shown themselves to be against this proposal, Belgium, Spain, also to abstain, Poland, Germany, Italy. I hope that this will be sufficient to convince these member states either to drop their abstention and vote for, and obviously also for those delegations that have shown themselves against this proposal to change their mind. Thank you, President.
Thank you, Commissioner. Before I respond to what you said, I've been advised that the fact that so many of us are leaving our earpiece on when we use the microphone is irritating and annoying the wonderful interpreters. Can I, on my own behalf and behalf of my colleagues, apologise to you all? We certainly need your forbearance for a while. And can I remind colleagues, which I have to keep reminding myself, take off the earphone before you use the microphone. We haven't been able to synchronise the two, unfortunately. Now, in response to the Commissioner, I think his remarks were very, very helpful. My own view is that they should allay the concerns of many Member States. And what I propose to do is to have the German proposal circulated and the Commission's text on 4A circulated. And while we're doing that, I think we need to reflect on what the Commissioner has said for perhaps a period of 10 minutes. And then, hopefully, colleagues, we will be in a position to have a qualified majority vote. I ask for your assistance in that. I think the Commissioner has responded very positively to the concerns, and that should form the basis, I hope, for being able to get a sufficient number of colleagues to be able to agree this important measure. So we will adjourn until 4:30.